Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, and my co-host here, filling in for Dave Pop, which is Rob Gay. Rob, thank you for joining us.
It's good. Try to channel my inner Dave there.
Your inner Dave, yes. You be careful by saying that, because do you really want to be your inner Dave? Anyways, the point is we've got a great show today. I really want to talk about a few things. You and I had a great chat on Friday about some new government policies that have come out. No GST on some buildings for rental. The grocery store business has now been under a little bit of heat. Right? We'll have to see what they're going to keep on the shelf, pun intended. Right? And then we also want to talk about this interest rates and recession. And we actually have a different view. Higher interest rates are a good thing. Let me say that one more time. Higher interest rates are a good thing. We're going to bring a professional portfolio manager who's actually pounding the table saying, this is a good thing. Let's take a look at the opportunity. So we're going to definitely have a great show today. There were some key economic numbers and key points that came out this week in the markets. Yeah, you're exhaling quite a bit here. What did you see this week that caught your attention?
Yeah, it was, so I covered half the week. Dave passed that off to me on the big news days. So a ton of news came out midweek here. We had ECB raise their interest rates, 25 basis points out and say that that's probably the end. It's going to be a pause. We can touch on that in a second because there are certain countries in Europe that are already in recession. So
Correct.
We'll talk about that. On the U.S. side, we had a ton of economic data come in. We had PPI, so the purchasers index. We also had retail sales, both up more than analysts expected.
So let's break it down. Let's start in the U.S. and in Canada. When you see these numbers that have come out, purchasers index, retail sales, what is it basically giving a hint on what's happening?
So I looked at the headline numbers are always up right now, right? And we always have to look at the core numbers, break out some of these volatile numbers. Gasoline was the headline. It is a lot higher month over month. So it was the upside, right? So if you strip that out, there wasn't a huge gain and it is actually starting to slow.
You're speaking of producers' prices. Now let's just make the connection properly. Producers' prices go down. What they sell for can also go down, and that would actually slow down inflation. So hint one, hint two. However, retail sales, better than expected.
Still strong. The consumer is still spending, especially in the US.
Resilient is the word, and it's caught many by surprise. If you are in the Calgary area, for example, pick a Wednesday night. Not a very exciting night if I said Wednesday night. Go to a restaurant. People still have that resiliency to spend. People are spending money still.
It's crazy.
But is it crazy? We talk about a 5-6% unemployment rate. I'm using broad numbers here. That means 94% are employed. What are they going to do? Stay at home? They may not spend as much on everything. We're seeing the shift of behavior, but they're still spending.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen. Retail sales, people are still buying stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing for the economy. Now you're hearing recession, soft landing, a mild recession, all these different terminology, but what caught us was what happened in Europe. European Central Bank raised interest rates, but said pretty much we're done. Very bold for a central bank to say we're done.
The market didn't move on the interest rate hike. It was the commentary in the Q&A to Christine Lagarde afterwards.
And she basically came out and said, we are done. We're not going to put the countries more in recession. This is the first time I've heard the central bank out of Europe or any major, with exception to Japan, any major central banker focusing on the recession versus focusing on inflation. You've got two outcomes, higher inflation or a deeper recession.
Yeah.
And right now, the European Central Bank is yielding to a deeper recession. They want to prevent that from happening.
So what does that mean for decisions in North America here going forward? Because we have one coming up here next week, right? And the what are we at, 95%, right, that they're going to pause here next week? That's pretty much baked in now.
Yeah, so the market is basically predicting that there's going to be a pause. Do you think that the central bankers were saying we're done? I don't think that's good policy.
I agree.
I don't think a central banker should today, with inflation above their target, say we're done. Mm-hmm. Because that changes the mindset and also ruins the credibility of the central bank. Because they were saying we're going to 2%, we're going to 2%. What do they say? Psych? Just kidding?
Yeah.
We're not going to 2%. That credibility has already been tarnished, lost some. You're going to do it again? So I don't think they're going to say we're done. I think they're going to say we're pausing and we're taking a look, some of the data. If they pause. Mm-hmm. If they pause. And so these are the things that are going to come out of this. I think for people who are trying to look at the markets, I'm going to say it once and I'm going to say it this time, that people should really listen to this piece. Stop focusing on the economic headline numbers and start looking at the businesses that you're investing in the market. Mm-hmm. We talk about the stock market, they talk about indexes. It's just basic. Well then, yeah, you're going to do whatever the economy does to some degree. But if you start getting stock specific, it looks a lot more attractive in my point of view.
Well, there's opportunities, right?
So I think so.
I'll cover what we saw, what else we saw this week, Rich, yeah. Was IPOs. Mm-hmm. There was a big one that came, SoftBank's Arm Holdings, right? This is a chip maker out of the UK.
Way oversubscribed, meaning more people were putting money at this stock than was issued out as the initial public offering, which then just shoots up the price. Mm-hmm. So it's, well, wait a minute. If we're going into a recession or a slowdown in the economy, why would anybody want to buy a technology company with higher interest rates, higher risk, and no proof of growth?
Appetite.
Tell us more about that.
There has not been a major influx of IPOs for the last 2 years, right? Very little. Rising interest rates, geopolitical risk, lot companies saying, no, it's not a good time to go to the market to try and generate capital.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Next week, a company that I've used quite a bit will be doing their initial public offering called Instacart. I'm curious to see this kind of a company. Here's how I look at what's done well during the pandemic and will it continue to do well. Mm-hmm. And let's pick on some of these alternative ways to consume businesses, and Instacart, Uber, whatever it may be. They have to have a large economy of scale. We're seeing a lot of these smaller businesses that were trying to do it through the pandemic. Now they're basically being bought out or they're out mm-hmm. of the business completely. But what's going to be interesting with the market is going to see, how do they take a company like Instacart? How do they compare it to a company like Uber, who's more than just a delivery business or a rideshare business? How do you look at these companies and can you really compare them? Instacart has some opportunities. But I think what's going to end up happening is the biggest concern that retailers have is what's called the last mile. How do they get the product to your home? Mm-hmm. And if you look at Walmart, Amazon, let's take the grocery chains in Canada. Mm-hmm. Let's take some of the retail companies in Canada. Pizza companies, they're going to have their own delivery service. Why should they give a percentage of their profit to other companies to do it for them?
Yeah.
As long as they can build the infrastructure. So it's going to be interesting. If I talk to small, mid-size private corporations, it's too expensive. We're not going to use it.
Hmm.
So the shift of everybody wants to work from home, changing. Everybody we're going to just buy products online and get shipped to our door, changing. It's very interesting how the economy is moving and adjusting to what's the new normal post-pandemic. And we're going to see what comes out of it. Speaking of seeing what's going to come out of it, we have an upcoming seminar talking about our whole process when it comes to bulletproofing your retirement.
You got it. Next one happening Tuesday, September 26, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.